Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our meditation this day is the lesson that was just read to you. Dear friends in Christ, it may be a cold day outside. It may be a cold day deep in February outside. We all may have 3 weeks left of work to cram into the last week of the quarter. But take heart, friends, take heart and rejoice, for there is a wonderful message that we can all claim from our text for the day. Jesus has come to us. That's the theme I want to talk about today. Jesus has come to us. He has come to us as one of us. That's what our text is saying to us first. Jesus has taken upon himself our very own flesh. He has come to us just as we are in all things except for sin. When we think about it, we wonder that he would even come at all. To those who are so sinful, to those who are so wretched, to all of us who are or have been fearful of death because of our sins, well, we might be fearful of the consequences of our sins, for we realize as students and as faculty and as staff that we have failed often very miserably to fulfill our service to one another. We realize that we really deserve nothing of God's grace, that we have no claims whatsoever upon his grace. We realize as students that we have often complained about our courses, the work that we have to do. We realize that we have been overly concerned about our grades rather than becoming the best pastors that we can. We realize that we have often hurt our loved ones who have sacrificed so much to enable us to be here in Fort Wayne, and we have given them so little of our time. We realize as faculty that we have too often been filled, or at least tempted to be filled with pride over our situation here. We have been tempted to be too much like the faculty of worldly institutions. We have been too concerned about our own affairs and not concerned enough sometimes about the affairs of our students. We realize as staff that we have often placed procedures over people, have been more concerned about how things operate than about the concerns of the individuals here at this institution. When we consider these sins and other sins like them that we know in our own hearts, we realize that we are indeed sinful people. And we wonder that Jesus would even come at all to us, to people like us. It is an even greater wonder that he would come when he did come as one of us. That he would take upon himself our very own flesh. Why not come in glory if he came? Why not come in glory, showing his glory and majesty to the entire world? But he didn't do that. He came in weakness, in a state of humiliation, taking upon himself our flesh. Our text tells us in verse 10 that he of his own free will made himself lower than the angels for a time. He was tempted as we are, our text tells us. Tempted just like we are, except he never succumbed to the temptation. Our text further tells us that the relationship that he has taken upon himself with us is so very close that we can be called his brethren. That's what our text says. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. We are the very brethren of Jesus Christ, because we are both from one Father. He has taken upon himself our flesh. He has come to us as one of us. We also remember in this season of Lent that he has come to suffer for us. Our text tells us that he has come through suffering. A cryptic reference, is it not? Two simple words. Through suffering, he has come to us. This recalls all of the very suffering that he has taken upon himself. From the blood of the circumcision to the blood of the cross. We realize that he has taken upon himself all of the misunderstanding of this world. That when he came, he took all of the hatred of this world, all of the animosity of this world, all of the bitterness of this world. All of these sufferings, which culminated in that one final great suffering unto death, tasting death for all of us, that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. He has tasted death for all of us. No armchair savior, he. He did not stand afar from us and simply tell us that we were saved or that things were okay. He came into our very world and took all of those sins and went the distance for us. Went to the cross and shed his lifeblood, taking all of the sins of faculty, of students, of staff, and dying for them, dying for all of our sins, so that we might be alive in him. He was rejected by the world. He was forsaken by the world. He was despised by this very world. All of this we can see, we can understand in those words, through sufferings. He has come to suffer for us. But in this suffering, we come to realize more deeply why indeed he has come to us. We realize that there is a reason for it. There is a meaning in this suffering. He has come to help his brethren, those who could not help themselves, those of us who had no hope at all without our brother Jesus Christ. He has come to make propitiation for us. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make propitiation for the sins of the world. He has washed us clean of all of our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. He has cleansed us from all the rejection and all the bitterness and all the hatred. He has cleansed us from all of the complaining, from all of the pride, and from all of the unconcern. In his blood, we realize that we have been cleansed and that we are forgiven as we believe this right now. We are made new through the blood of Jesus Christ. And not only this, our text tells us that he has delivered us from the power of death and from the power of the devil. Death no longer has a hold on us. It is no longer a fearful thing for us. The devil has no claim on us. We have broken free from his chains. Now we can withstand all of his assaults through the power of Jesus Christ. We are set free, my friends. Joyfully here, we are set free through this Jesus who has come to us so that we might serve one another. Serve one another here, right here on these grounds. And it is all possible, all made possible, because Jesus has come to us. He has come to us as one of us. He has come to us to suffer for us. And he has come to help us. Amen.